better together. Welcome to episode 3 of the Repossible Podcast. It's not me, it's you. No, wait, it's not you either, it's us. Better together. I'm your host, Bradley Charbonneau, and that's our topic today. Better together. I started this podcast, I actually recorded these first few episodes so I could say, hey, I started this thing. So that then I could ask, want to join me? In my past life as a branding consultant, I slowly realized that the client could never really see inside of my creative imagination and figure out what glorious plans I had for them. I had to create something first and then let them in on it, let them see it, experience it, and then we could talk about it, improve it, maybe scrap it all together, or say it was good to go. But I had to start with something before someone else could help me work on it. That's what I've been doing for 3 episodes of the brand new Repossible Podcast. I went into the creative workshop, put on the headphones, and adjusted the mic, and I started something. Now I need your help to grow it. We are together smarter than any of us is alone. As a group, as a collective, we are more than the sum of our parts. 1 + 1 is, somehow mathematics get tossed aside, and it's more than 2. This Repossible Podcast isn't Bradley Charbonneau. Sure, I'm a part of it, but I'm just a part of it, a wrench in the toolbox, a cog on a wheel. I'm a part of it, but I'm not all of it. We'll have co-hosts of the show, other hosts, guests, interviews, but mostly stories of repossibilities. Where to next is better together. You see, I can do possible and impossible all on my own, but repossible, that's a group effort. Repossible is a team sport. I'm just here for the ride. I'm just holding on to the rails of the sailboat, and the wind is picking up. I might take my turn at the wheel, but the wind is our source. The team is our fuel, for only together can we reach the true heights of Repossible. I'm looking for your stories. It doesn't need to be healing your cancer or making $1 million. It can be whatever hurdle you've overcome. It's subjective, not objective. It's your impossible and your possible. It's your Repossible. Please note, even if you think it's too small or no big deal, if you can empower someone else through your experience, please share your story with us. What does it mean to achieve Repossibility? Have you done it? Maybe you already have and you just don't realize it. There are many ways to look at it. Priorities. What did you sacrifice to get from impossible to possible? Usually something has to get out of the way. What was it? Perspective. What someone else thinks is impossible, you clearly know is possible. What's going on? How can this be? Perseverance. You used to think that it was impossible, but over time you changed, you transformed, and what was once impossible is now possible. How did this change occur? What did you do? Why am I doing this? On November 1st, 2012, I sorely wanted to be a writer again. But I was at a point in my life where I thought it was gone forever. Sure, from the outside, you might have just said, dude, pick up a pen, what's the big deal? But yes, everything is easier from the other side of the grass, where it's always greener. Most challenges are simpler in hindsight. But what was then impossible for me is no longer impossible. It's now a part of me. I started a slow slog through the jungle of the unknown, not knowing where I was going or how I was going to get there, but that I was going. I wrote every day for, as of tomorrow, 2,000 days, and now writing is easy. It's possible. What was impossible for me became possible. It really only took one day, that first day. Then it was possible, and I kept going. The power of story. My dad passed away almost 3 years ago now, cancer. Afterward, I was a researching maniac, reading everything and anything I could about cancer, possible cures, techniques to slow it down, anything. I came across a book, among the dozens I had read, called Radical Remission. In a nutshell, a conservative medical doctor researched into what helped some people recover from cancer while others did not. The book basically provided you with power. The power to decide for yourself, to not be the victim, to do something, to at least feel like you had a say in the matter. It helped my dad a great deal, and it also changed how I see possibility, or rather, impossibility. It helped me define repossibility. They need you. Who has inspired you? Some rock star, or was it your neighbor three doors down? I might say it doesn't matter, but actually, it does. If a rock star does it, you could say, well, she's a rock star, I'm not. But when your neighbor three doors down does something you admire, it affects you more deeply. This is where I need you. There is someone out there who will benefit from your story. It might not be the moment you publish it. It might not be for a year. But at some point, someone, somewhere, will read or hear your story, and you will empower them to do what they previously thought was impossible. They will then have a shred of power that you gave them to telling your story. They will thank you for telling it, maybe silently. Maybe you'll never hear their thank you, but they will thank you. I thank you for telling your story. You ready? Just fill out the form that I'll put in the show notes, or you can find it at repossible.com/share, and we'll get back to you with the next steps. We're better together, and I need your help to get there. Do you have a repossible story to share?